Welcome to Let's Hello? Do It Radio on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. Welcome to everyone, especially to all of our first-time listeners worldwide. Today is Friday, broadcasting out of Yakima, Washington, and guest speaker Perry Whaley from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Vibing with Vitiligo. How's everybody doing today? Welcome to Let's Do It Radio on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. Welcome to everyone, especially to all of our first-time listeners worldwide. Today is Friday. If you have a product or business, you can bring it into doitallinthemall.com, where all entrepreneurs can be found under the client's carousel on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall. Do It All in the Mall has been in business for over 13 years and is a secure 24/7 online shopping mall of over 5,000 stores for all your needs. You can shop for anything you need, all while listening to entertainment, all in your own comfort. You can make a difference worldwide. Take a tour and shop. We'll then be ready for discussion. In the meantime, call us at 845-241-9985. And now, we'll hear from our speaker for today.
My name is Sharon Curry, and I'm the host for today. And our guest for today is Mr. Perry Whaley.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, good evening. How y'all doing? My name is Perry, and we're vibing with Vitiligo, with the Vitiligo Show. Once again, my name is Perry. I'm with Vitiligo Man of Action out of Atlanta, Georgia, by way of Virginia Beach, Virginia. As you all know, I live with vitiligo, and vitiligo is an autoimmune deficiency, and a lot of people relate to vitiligo with Michael Jackson, a skin condition that Michael Jackson had. So that's enough about vitiligo at this present moment. But today, our topic is going to be on my book called My Three Wives, Lessons Learned on Choosing a Mate. Fantastic read, easy read, and it should give you plenty of information not to get married with three times in your lifetime. So once again, my name is Perry Whaley, and I'm the CEO of Vitiligo Man of Action, and it's my pleasure to be here with you tonight. So Sharon, here you go.
Now, for our listeners, please call in at 845-241-9985. We'll be right back with a word from our sponsors.
We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Hello, everybody. This is Barack Obama, and I'm here to encourage each and every one of you to shop at doitallinthemall.com. This website will make a difference in our communities and in our lives. I encourage you to do all your shopping at doitallinthemall.com. Let's start making a difference today. Support your people by doing something you already do. It's just where you shop, and that is important, and that matters. Keep the wealth in our communities. Shop doitallinthemall.com. Thank you very much. Obama out.
Welcome to Do It All in the Mall, an online shopping mall providing over 5,000 stores. We earn a commission when you shop that goes back to your community, making a difference nationwide. Take a tour and shop doitallinthemall.com.
We are now back with Mr. Perry Whaley.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, my name is Perry Whaley, and it's an honor and pleasure to be on the line with Ms. Sharon today. And as we talked earlier, we'll be talking about my book, and I'm going to share a lot of things that are going on in the vitiligo community. And like I said, it is truly my pleasure to be here tonight. So let me start off by saying, giving some information on what's going on in our community. Tomorrow, the Vitiligo Man of Action organization will be honored here in Atlanta, Georgia, for our work, and it's going to be a semi-gala. Around 50, 60 people will be in attendance. We're going to keep social distancing, keeping it to small groups. But on tomorrow, the group will be honored here in Atlanta, and we're looking forward to that because we put a lot of work in spreading the awareness of vitiligo, and it's going to be my honor to be able to speak about what it is that we've done for the community and in the community, not just with vitiligo, but people all across the country. And it's going to be a fantastic event. It's an all-white event. It's from 7-Eleven at the Smoke Ride Country Club right here in Atlanta, Georgia. So we're looking forward to that tomorrow. And now moving on to my book. Once again, my book is called My Three Wives, Lessons Learned on Choosing to Mate. And it's on all social media platforms, all bookstores. You can find it on Amazon and all the other online bookstores, you know. Let me tell you a little bit about what my book consists of. My book consists of lessons. It's truly about lessons, and they were my lessons about having three wives. And people might say, oh, really, you had three wives? Well, really, I didn't have three. I got four because I'm married now. And the book kind of gives you a lot of information about why you should get married and some the reason people get married and the reason they don't stay married from my perspective. So please understand this is only and truly from my perspective. And if you opposed to some of the things that I've said, I hope that you can we can discuss it. It would be my honor to discuss it. But if you've been listening in the past weeks, we've actually talked about the book, but you know, we always can share other information because we always got different listeners. So I'm just going to say in the introduction of my book is all about preparation. Preparation is everything is a slogan that I have in reference to my life, mm-hmm. You know, and the preparation is everything. What I never used all the preparation is everything in my life. So that's like the introduction of the book. But I'm just going to talk about just one of the topics of the chapter, you know what I mean? I'm not going to go into every page, but I'm going to give you chapter one. And it was like Too Young to Know. The title of the chapter one is Too Young to Know. And people might be saying, what does he mean by about too young to know? A lot of times we are in relationships and we don't even understand them. So for me, I was in college when I first got married. You know, never intended to get married in my first year or second year of college, but being too young to know, I did the things that most young men did. I had sex, unprotected sex, and provided myself and my wife at that time with a child that we were unprepared for. So the title, once again, was Too Young to Know. I didn't know anything about being married. I didn't know anything about being a husband. I didn't know anything about being a real friend to a woman, more or less being married and trying to take care of a kid in my second year of college, you know. But I knew ultimately at the end of my college graduation, I wanted to get married, but not before that. So too young to know. I was too young to know if I loved the girl, too young to know that I didn't want to be a father, but I committed to it as well. And those were some of the things that I did that I look back on now that I would share with my daughter, my son, or other people about being too young to know. Because when you're 18, 17, 18, 19, you're dealing strictly off of hormones, you know. It's not anything that most people go to college to do and want to fall in love in the first month or first semester of college. That's not realistic. Those aren't realistic things that we look forward to doing. But that's what my first chapter is, Too Young to Know. And you got to go get the book to get all the information. I just want to kind of give you some stuff that will enlighten you a little bit and help you understand that to your children, if they're young, and not even for children. This is for adults, ladies and gentlemen, because a lot of times we're too young to know as a 45-year-old man who's never been in a positive relationship. But now, at the age of 45, I want to get married because I feel obligated to be married because I was with her for 3 years. And when that's not the case, when you marry, you want to marry for the right reasons. First of all, you got to have God in your life, whether you're too young to know or not. If you had God in your life, you wouldn't have probably got married at 18. You know what I mean? So at this point, are there any questions about too young to know? Well, since there's not any
questions.
I just want no questions at this time. You know, do we have any callers on that want to get on?
Yes, go ahead. Terry, did you have a question?
I have no questions, but I do have some answers.
You
go
said
ahead.
No questions, and you have any?
We do. When we're young, we have no idea what a responsibility is. We have a responsibility to the vows that we took. And to make sure that we have God in our lives, we need to know what the Bible requires. So you're right about being too young to know.
Well, I also want to say, for me, I'm not going to say that at that time that God wasn't in my life, but having the true understanding of God at that point, and it would have really helped me make better decisions. And you know, and like during the school days, for me going to college in Virginia, it was like not even thought of. And now that I'm in a healthy marriage, I understand what some of the things I should be looking for. First of all, I know, once again, we should have God at the focus of our relationship, marriage, or anything that we're doing, and we'll probably make better decisions 90.9% of the time, I would say. But then I was a young worldly guy, you know, and I'm going to say most young worldly guys in college are strictly trying to sow their royal oats, you know, and I'm going to say I was one of those guys, so I wouldn't have never sat down to ask anybody to marry me. So too young to know for me was I didn't use the information that my parents gave me. I took it upon myself to make bad decisions when I knew that if you would have had safe sex, this might not have happened. You know, because there could have been some other things that could have happened. It could have been diseases or anything. But instead, we were too young to know or even care at that moment because we were in an emotional roller coaster about our freedom. You know, just getting to college and having freedom as an adult. That was a big accomplishment for me personally. Everything that came into my direction, everything was physical for me. So, once again, too young to know was a highlight for me. And like part of this chapter, at the end, our question where they ask you, here are a few questions to ask yourself: are you truly ready to commit to a relationship? Being too young to know, you can't know that you're committed to a relationship. You're only thinking with emotions, not anything else. You're not being logical. So being too young to know, it can truly affect you. And I can go on and on.
Let's ask Janet to make a comment on what you're saying. Janet, would you like to make a comment?
I think everything that he's saying is just right on target, especially what he just said about you're just being emotional when you're young like that, and the something to the fact that when you're 18, 19 years old, that you know, you got the hormones going, and you for both men and women, and it's hard to know what a real commitment is like when you're driven by what you're feeling and what your body's going through. That's all I wanted to say.
That's very interesting. Because on the other end of this, being a college student, guess what, ladies? You're not anywhere financially secure enough to even think about being in a meaningful relationship at 18, 19, or 17 at this point. So do you have stable employment? No. I think when I was in college, I probably worked a part-time job, more or less, being a father. And I look back today, and I'm like, Lord, I'm glad you showed me a better way, because we ruined a lot of lives at that point in our lives without thinking and not listening to our parents. Or because if so, you know, maybe the blessing of having a 35-year-old son right now, maybe I wouldn't have had it, but I would have. There's a lot of things that I probably would have accomplished as well, you know what I mean? But I love my son today, and I wouldn't trade him for anything. But at that time, and looking back now, there's a lot more I could have accomplished. So without going any further, it's 6:17, and we're at that 15-minute point, and I just want to just go to commercial, because without commercials, we do not exist, and we just want to continue to have our sponsors to support the station and for people to listen and get all the information they need. So let's go to a song. I guess we're going to go to a song at this time by Eric Benet, Spend My Life With You.
I wasn't going to go there.
We are listening to...
All right, now we are back. We are back with myself, Perry Whaley. We are back. But I thought that was Sharon coming in. I didn't know she was going to jump in. We are back, and it's a pleasure to be back. Are you here, Sharon? Can I hear you? Sharon? All right, let's go on. All right, Sharon is not with us right now. Hopefully she'll get back in. But as we were talking, once again, my name is Perry, and I'm the Vitiligo Man of Action. And tonight we are talking about my book called My Three Wives, which actually has been selling really well on Amazon and all the local platforms where all the platforms where you can find the book is on Amazon and all the other platforms that you can order the book. But once again, My Three Wives have really touched the hearts of people. My wife and myself, we go around the city talking about relationships, because she had a book called My Three Husbands. And it's a very interesting concept, because what we found out with our books called My Three Wives, My Three Husbands, is that there are more people than you can imagine that have been married two or three times. And when we start talking about it, they become transparent. And the whole purpose of the book was to become transparent and to help people to open up about their lives and the hope that marriage is sacred to them and that they can make it through their marriage and take some tips from being too young or being too old and still not having a mature enough decision to not marry somebody because I've been with them for 2 years, you know, or I've been with them for 6 months. Even just because you're 50 years old, you shouldn't have to get married because you think the time is running out on you. So, and once again, here are some questions that you can ask yourself with too young to know. And then, are you ready to give up your youth and all that comes with that to raise a family? Now, imagine yourself being in college and saying, I want to be married, and giving up all the opportunities to meet new and different people. And here we are saying, I'm in love. I got a child on the way. And that's the life I want for myself. I don't believe that anybody just goes to college or start their life off saying, I just want to be in this position where it's going to cause me to struggle a little bit from the beginning. It's going to cause me to have more responsibility. At some point in having these three wives, I needed to have freedom so that I could understand that being in a relationship takes commitment, it takes revenue, it takes a lot of things to come together for it to work for you. And I promise you, the book is good read, and I recommend that everybody goes to Amazon, Barnes and Noble, all online bookstores. You can find the book, you can Google it, and you can get the book. And I'll promise you, in any one of the chapters, you're going to find something that you can relate to, because this is my story. This is my story. And I don't want my story to be mixed up with people thinking that I'm saying that they should do what I did. I did these things and I was successful afterwards. And this is why now I'm in a happy marriage, at my fourth marriage. And I don't want you to have to go through three and four marriages to find happiness. And then also, here's another question. Are you ready to combine your life with someone else? At 17, are you ready to intertwine your life with meeting a woman for 6 months and that's the rest of your life? I'm going to say no from a man's perspective, or I'm going to say no from my perspective of being too young or too young to know. I would never impose that on anybody, because never giving yourself a chance. So kind of, sort of, I'm going to move through and kind of give you some of the titles and let you start thinking what might be important for you. Now, my chapter two is, just because they're good to you doesn't mean that they're good for you, all right? And people probably say, what does he mean by that? At this point, do we have any questions about the title, just because they're good to you doesn't mean that they're good for you? Do we have any questions at this point?
I think now.
Okay, so if we don't have any questions,
845-241-9985.
All right. Y'all heard her again. Once again, the number to call in is 845-241-9985. And we would love to hear your comments on the title of Just Because They're Good to You Doesn't Mean That They're Good for You. And that can be a lot of things. And, you know, a lot of times we get caught up in the fact of having sex. And once we have sex, we think that we're in love. And those, this is one of the most important things about just because they're good to you doesn't mean that they're good for you. And a lot of times when you have younger and older relationships, a person will do something for you, and you will equate that with love. And this is how we get into all these compromising positions in life. I promise you, it is a very good chapter, and that's chapter two. And for me, I found out that, you know, because a woman will do things for you, because they will make you feel strong or comfortable, doesn't mean that you should love them and marry them. You know, not to say you can't care for them, but this is, and mind you, the book was when I was young. So these things that I'm talking about are things when I was young. And then after my first marriage, I ended up being a bachelor. So from that time, now I feel more mature. I feel free. But still, just because I met the next person, it didn't mean that to marry him. But once again, I did. So that's where we go into, again, another problem. Just because they're good to you, does that mean they're good for you? And I found out the hard way that in chapter two, I was in prison, you know, and I was in prison for 10 years. And mind you, I'm not bashing any of my ex-wives in this book. It's not about me bashing them or talking about me not really loving them or having any feelings. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that for me, these are some of the things that if I would have taken some real inventory of myself, I would have found out that I wouldn't have been in those positions. So all I can say is that this is a great, great opportunity for me to share my book with the world, as I have been. And I want people to call in. And you can call in at 845-241-9985, because the books, without your cooperation, you know, we're trying to help our communities and give back. And this is what Do It All in the Mall is all about. It's about us coming on, having a platform to be able to share, one, our vitiligo journey. But this particular segment of our show is about my book. And I really want you to go out and get it. Go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or any online bookstore, and you can find a book. Or you can Google it, My Three Wives, and Lessons Learned and Choosing to Make. But I also want to put everything in retrospect. Once again, I was, yes, ma'am.
Also, they can go to doitallinthemall.com and type in Amazon, and Amazon will come up and go ahead and order your book. We have a caller line, and I'm going to bring that caller in. Okay. Caller ending in 7516. 7516. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Caller 7516.
Can she not get through? All right, well, we're going to move right along. Once again, the book is called My Three Wives, Lessons Learned on Choosing to Make. And we're actually on title chapter two, which is just because they're good to you doesn't mean that they're good for you, okay? And like I said,
hey, Perry.
Perry,
can I ask a question?
Yes.
Perry?
Listening.
Perry, can you hear us?
Okay. Go ahead,
I can hear you.
Okay. My question is, in your own personal life, Perry, what are some of the things that caused your relationships to break up? Can you share that with us, or if you don't mind?
Well, yes. Well, basically, for me, I'm going to use. I was never immaturity of my manhood caused my marriages to end. I would say, first of all, I never married for the right reason of love. I married for circumstances. There were situations, like in chapter two. Once again, I was in prison, and my wife stuck with me the whole time, and I got married while I was in prison.
Wow.
So, the saying of just because they're good to you doesn't mean they're good for you. And then, you know, over the course of 10 years, that was my only connection to the world. And at that time, I was committed to the marriage because I had nothing else, nowhere else to go. But don't get it twisted. I did feel for my wife, and we tried to make it work. But once again, just because they were good to you doesn't mean that they're good for you. And that was the case in my marriages.
Mm-hmm.
And to answer your question, I wasn't mature enough to deal with marriage, but she was good to me, and I really wasn't mature enough to make the marriage grow. You know what I mean? I may have been married. You know what I mean? And I just wasn't mature enough. You know, so that's what I was.
Yeah,
I understand. Mature enough to be in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Any more questions?
Okay.
I mentioned, this is Sharon. I mentioned before about the commitment. When you are committed to your marriage, you don't walk away because of an argument. You don't walk away because of a disagreement. But you remember at all times your commitment. And then I have to remind myself of something that someone told me. They said, always think back when you fell in love the first time. I don't care how hot the argument is or the disagreement is or whatever it is. Think about how much in love you were. And that should help to re-stimulate or revive that marriage. But a lot of times
Sharon, let me just share with you, now that we're corresponding with each other, see, this is now when it's too young to know. You have to realize that this book dated back to 1984, really, is from 84 and 90, you know, so these were very youthful thoughts of immaturity from my perspective. You know what I mean? Like, too young to know. Actually, I was too young to know just because they were good for me, good to me, doesn't mean that they were good for me. You know what I mean? And I never recognized that because I was a needy person at that time, and I equated being needy with commitment and security, you know, not so much love. If it would have been truly about love, first of all, God would have been more officially involved in that relationship. And at that time, I think I was more worldly than I could have ever been at that time. You know, and I didn't take the commitments as serious as I should have. You know, I thought I was, but at the end of the day, I wasn't. And I, you know, so, and that is being too young to know. It's unfair to any person for you to take that much of their life up and it not work. You know what I mean? Today I am a love person. I'm about love now because of my maturity and my respect for marriage and a relationship. In marriage number one, the respect wasn't all the way there. In marriage number two, because I was too young to know, and nor did I really venture out to try to find out how to make a relationship that effective. You know what I mean? I just didn't know because the where I come from, you know, you're in a relationship, and then you just go about doing your own thing, not spending time with my wife, not, you know, making her feel important, knowing what her needs were. I was too young to know that. You know, some people knew it by default, meaning it was more of a manipulative situation for guys who were older, maybe had younger women, and manipulated the situation. And I just wasn't that kind of a person. Mine was merely black and white, you know. It was a good relationship or it was bad. And for me, it just didn't work out. So just because she was good to me, making sure I had everything I need, at the age that I am now, I would say to her, if I was me, I would say I was sorry for holding your life up with my selfish ways. You know what I mean? So that's what I would probably say to my second wife. I would say that to her because she didn't deserve that. She could have gone on and had a happier life with somebody in the world, because this marriage in chapter 2, just because they were good to you doesn't mean they're good for you, was in prison. It was a prison story. You know, so there's so much more that we're not talking about in the, I'm just talking about the title. We haven't even gotten into anything. We're just talking about the title. So that's where I'm at today with being attentive to my wife, because I'm mature enough to know now that if I want this to work, I got to put a little work into it. I got to love my wife. She has to be my best friend. Never thought about my wife being my best friend. Look, you're just a companion, you know, and let me go do what I do. And that's a happy relationship when it wasn't. So I would say at this point in time, I want people, if you're listening, you can also go to 845-241-9985 to call in and ask questions if you like. If you've been listening for the last 10 or 15 minutes, I hope you've learned something about not being married to three women, you know, not getting married three times. I hope that you understand that being too young to know could hurt you. And also knowing that just because they're good to you doesn't mean that they're good for you. And at this time, we're going to do what we normally do. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back with a word from our sponsors. Okay?
Remember this place?
Of course. Where we first met.
What about here?
Our first date. Our first kiss. I don't remember this place.
You will. The 3-stone diamond ring from K Jewelers, where every diamond is hand-selected. That's just one more reason K is the number one jewelry store in America.
This is where I said yes.
Every kiss begins with K.
Products you hear at Let's Do It Radio can be found on the website at doitallinthemall.com on our homepage. And be sure to use the menu bar and click on stores and visit over 5,000 stores to shop in the comfort of your own home. So let's go shopping.
Thank you.
with Mr. Perry Whaley.
All right. All right. Yeah, let's give him a round of applause. Let's give Mr. Whaley a round of applause. Yes. So we are back. And look, we are back. And that song, the artist name of the song is Mr. Eric Benet, I Want to Be Loved. And Ms. Sharon, I thank you for being a host tonight. And I want to give Ms. Sharon a round of applause because this is her first night on the air with us. And we're, you know, people think it's easy to get on the air and just kind of talk and don't have anybody in front of you. And you're trying to talk to somebody that's in Atlanta, Georgia, you're in Tampa, Florida, whatever state you're in. And she's gonna be a great host. And we look forward to many more days with her. We hope that this tonight will encourage her to continue to be great. We're gonna ask God to continue to give her strength and wisdom as we go along. On the air tonight, and I just want to thank you, Ms. Sharon, for stepping in for Ms. Inez, who we miss dearly. But you know, and sometimes things people got other things they have to do to keep moving forward. And we wish her all the luck in her new journey. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about. I'm going to move it on a little bit. I want you to go get the book. I don't want to tell you everything. Now, we're going to step on chapter 3 real quick, the title. Don't force it if it doesn't fit. Keep it moving once the Ferris wheel stops. And what I mean by that is when the Ferris wheel stops, that means all the fun, all the glitter and glamour is over, and now we got to pay some bills. We got some health issues. We got some things going on that require real love, but most people will force it because the representative is there for most of the year. Most of the year or the few months that you're together, the representative is there. You know, the guy who says I love you, but he hasn't gone through anything with you. So the title of chapter 3 is Don't Force It. If it doesn't fit, keep it moving. Once the Ferris wheel stops. So when you have that little bit of fun, let's just say, let's keep it moving, you know. And tonight, I really just want to share with everybody. We want you to come back. But we're not going to give you all the juicy stuff tonight. We want you to come back because each and every week we're going to have some great stuff to share with you. And, you know, we always want you to shop at Do It All in the Mall because they are a community-based online store, and this is how we keep it going for people calling in. And once again, the number is 845-241-9985, and I promise you the show is only going to get better and better and better because it takes a little bit of chemistry to come on the air and just flow, as people might think it's really easy to do. So if you really think it's easy to do, get in contact with Do It All in the Mall radio and find out if you could be a guest on the show, you know. And once again, the number is 845-241-9985. And once again, I'm on chapter 3 right now in the title. I want you to go out and get the book. I want you to go to any online bookstore and purchase Monthly Wise, Lessons Learned on Choosing to Mate. And I hope that tonight that we all learned something in reference to being married at a young age. Not being prepared to be married, marrying out of so many other different situations outside of love and having God at the head of our marriages. So if you are listening and you're 17, 18, if you're 45, you're 50, 65, and you're married, you've been married more than once, this book is for you because it's very easy to be trapped in a marriage and not know that don't force it if it doesn't fit. Keep it moving once the Ferris wheel stops. And some people take 16, 15, 20 years before they find out that the Ferris wheel is finally stopped. And why do we take so long to recognize it when all the things that we know are already on the table? So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to thank everybody tonight, Ms. Sharon, Ms. Sharon, for helping to put together a fantastic show and helping to promote my book and also help promote Do It All in the Mall, and where you can shop and do something good for your community by shopping with Do It All in the Mall. And once again, you can call in and be a guest, and then you're going to find out how fun it is to be on the radio. And once again, the number is 845-241-9985. Do we have any callers on the line at this time?
There was one thing that I would like to mention, and that is to be sure that you are equally yoked.
Wow, that's kind of deep. No, you guys, you ladies have to remember, you ladies have to remember that the book was written, when it was written, I was 55 years old. When some of the content is 17 and 18, too young to know wouldn't be equally yoked. So, and even coming forward to now, even if you are a 45, 55-year-old man and you haven't been in a healthy, God-fearing relationship, you wouldn't know being equally yoked. And that's what too young to know could mean you're 70 years old and you,
yeah.
And you never
knew. What do you have in common? Because a lot of young people don't really have anything in common except maybe dancing, sex, and they don't know
what
sex is all about. So,
well, you know, it's very interesting that you said that. It's very interesting. We just had a conversation about friendships, and one of my friends said to me, he said, you know what, let me just kind of share this with you. We were never really friends. He wasn't talking about he and I. We were talking about somebody else. And he said, we were never really friends. We only had things in common. And we equated drinking beer as we are having a friendship. And that was never, we never discussed about anything you cared about, what your favorite color was or anything. We just drank and partied and enjoyed life together. And we thought that was a friendship. You know what I'm saying? And that wasn't. So very interesting. Very interesting.
Erin, let me run through because I know you've got to go. Caller 7516, you have a comment? Caller
5. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I was 7516.
Okay, go ahead.
I do.
7516.
Yes. I was just agreeing with Sister Curry in reference to equally yoked. Because not so much definitely spiritually. But you have to make sure that the person that you're with can handle all of your colors. Joseph had a coat of many colors. And sometimes we can get with people who can only handle the orange in us. That's the housewife or that's just the husband. But then there are the other colors that are our gifts and our callings and our talents and our skills and our degrees. They want to fade those additional colors. But you have to be with someone who can enhance and bring out all of the colors in your coat, because that is what makes you. Anytime you have to dumb down or fade a color to please someone, my you can only handle my orange, and I have red, blue, yellow, green, purple, but you only want to see the orange in your clothes. You only want to accept the orange, and the orange might be the singer, but the green might be the preacher. You see what I'm saying? The yellow might be the wife, you know? The purple may be, you know, I have a degree, the teacher, the educator. So you have to make sure you are equally yoked with someone who can handle your coat of many colors.
Wow, very interesting. And what's your name? What's your name again?
Yes, what's your name and where are you calling from? Caller 7516. She's from Little Rock, Arkansas. Tell us your name. Okay, all right. Okay, caller 5.
Your name is Pastor B.
Pastor B. I thought she was talking to someone else. Yes, this is Pastor Beatrice Jenkins.
Okay, thank you. Caller 5143. Is that you, Sharon?
Me.
That is I. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, caller 8238.
That's me, Janet.
Okay, go ahead and make your last comment.
Hey,
I really enjoyed tonight's show. You know, it's going to give me a lot to think about. And I agree with the part about being equally yoked. That's probably the thing that's held my husband and I together for a long time. So that's a great point. That's all I got to say.
Right, but see, I want everybody to understand this too, because a lot of times when we get into these discussions with men and women and about the book called My Three Wives, is the reality of the book is that the person was not equally yoked to even himself. So he could never, he was too young to know anything about himself. Then he put somebody else in harm's way by getting pregnant and marrying him. So at that time, and then he's still on his first wheel as he goes along. He still was too young to know as a 25 or 30-year-old man and still implementing some of the too young to know concepts to know and also putting it into a marriage again, because he never learned it. So he just was just going on and on and on. And now today, the difference between the Perry and My Three Wives is that, for one, God is the center of my marriage today, where that wasn't even the center. I was a worldly person in all three of those marriages. And you know, it's kind of like, God, I know you're here, but I'm still gonna do my thing here, and still not paying attention to all the signs that God was giving me. But once again, I just want everybody to know that My Three Wives are on all social media platforms, are on all book platforms, and go get the book, and I promise you, it'll give you some insight on some things that will truly help you stay married as much as you can. And I hope the book really enlightens people, okay? So once again, I'm on to another engagement, and it is a pleasure to be on the show again tonight. And I hope to see you in another week or two. I hope to see you again. And once again, if you want to call in, you can please call in at 845-241-9985, and let's continue to support Do It All in the Mall. So I hope that everyone has a blessed evening. Ms. Sharon, it was a pleasure being on with both of you, and I look forward to more shows with you.
All right. We are now going out with Kenny G and the Wedding Song.
All right, and y'all have a great evening.
Sharon, I'm going to change that on you for a minute. I'm going to go ahead and play two more commercials, and then we're going to go ahead and close. So go ahead and go down to 29, and I'll see you on the other side.
Let's Do It Radio is looking for you to share your business, events, and topics you feel are important to talk about with us. Let's Do It Radio. Again, if you have a business, idea, or an event, or a topic you feel is important enough to share, bring it to us at Let's Do It Radio. Radio. Maybe you'd like to be a guest on one of our shows, or have a topic to be discussed during one of our aired shows. You can send an email to doitallinthemall@yahoo.com or complete the Contact Us information on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. Or an old-fashioned call works too. We can be reached at 509-406-6920, or if you have a business and would like to advertise with Let's Do It Radio, our one-time initial startup fee is $240. With a recurring monthly fee of $20. Please have a good evening, but most of all, be safe and just do it all in the mall. As you shop through the mall, the more funds we build up and a commission is earned on qualified purchases go back into your communities where your money matters. You can change lives and make lives matter while making a difference. Nationwide or worldwide, make Do It All in the Mall your shopping headquarters. Donations are welcome as well. Click on the donate button on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. Contact us if you'd like to be on Let's Do It Radio, have a topic for discussion, or to advertise your business by sending an email to doitallinthemall@yahoo.com or by completing the contact us information on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. The old-fashioned way works by calling 509-406-6920. You can Skype and tune in, listen or talk with us at 845-241-9985. Tuesdays through Fridays during the following times, 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Tuesdays, retired teacher Janet Schwartz, Keeping History Alive, alternating with Ralph Steele, Investment Specialist. Wednesdays, Reverend Carolyn McCullough, Teaching from the Bible. Wednesday evenings, alternating with Stephanie Lott Whitfield, Why Does Love Hurt? 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Thursdays, hanging out with Sergeant Parks and keeping it real. Fridays, Perry Whaley, Vitiligo Man of Action, Vibin' with Vitiligo. Fridays, alternating poetry read by Roshamba Adwoa. Saturday, kids movies, Listen with Your Ears Day, 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Sunday service, listen only to guest speakers, 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. First Sundays, Reverend Carolyn McCullough. Second Sundays, Dr. Ralph Steele. Third Sundays, Reverend Carolyn Williamson. Fourth Sundays, Reverend Ronnie Marshall. Fifth Sundays, Pastor Beatrice Jenkins. We'll close out today's with song.
Hello, everybody.
This is Barack Obama, and I'm here to encourage each and every one of you to shop at doitallinthemall.com. This website will make a difference in our communities and in our lives. I encourage you to do all your shopping at doitallinthemall.com. Let's start making a difference today. Support your people by doing something you already do. It's just where you shop, and that is important, and that matters. Keep the wealth in our communities. Shop doitallinthemall.com. Thank you very much. Obama out.